You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Poetry at Work Day, Tony. You got one for us?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Roses are red. College football was fun. Georgia had 15 wins. Northwestern had one. That's funny. I wish I wrote that. I know you're not laughing, but that's funny for the rest of the audience.
I didn't hear you. Your mic must be out. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
You want me to say it again?
No. We're top 30 in basketball, though. I know that. Huh? Where's Binghamton? Huh? Huh?
Good for you.
Indiana on the road. 30. Took them down Sunday. Huh? Where's Binghamton?
We may be in the top 300, but not the top 30. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Carlos Correa has another new deal. Steph Curry returns, and the Bears don't close the door on drafting a quarterback with the top pick. But we begin today with last night's national championship debacle. Georgia dry clean TCU, 65-7, the largest margin of victory ever in a bowl game, let alone the national championship. This is now two straight championships for Georgia, and this one was easier than any regular season SEC game. Wilbon, what does this mean for the Georgia program, for Kirby Smart, for Stetson Bennett IV, and for college football at large?
Well, it doesn't mean anything for college football, nothing. It's a bowl game. It's a championship game. There's one every year. It doesn't mean anything. Stetson Bennett, he may get a longer look for the NFL teams, a longer look. But, Tony, I'm sorry people are going to take offense at the word. He's slight. I mean, he's 6 feet if he actually measures that. I was telling Matthew last night we were watching the game. He said, Stetson Bennett, Dad, he's 25 years old. I'm like, I don't care. It doesn't make him bigger. You know, quarterbacks now, you've stood next to quarterbacks in the NFL. So many of these guys, not all of them, not Russell Wilson, not even Aaron Rodgers, but so many of them are 6'4 and 6'5. They're massive. And Stetson Bennett, you know, he looks like a model. And I don't know how that plays, but he's got some skills, but I don't know how this is going to work out for him. Kirby Smart's the guy right now. You know, he's the guy who looks like he's taken the baton from his former mentor, Nick Saban, wrestled it from him. And George is on top now. I don't need proclamations that Georgia's the king of – Georgia's the king now, today. Could be somebody else in 2 years or 3 years, or maybe not. Maybe they'll go on a long run. He is not Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, just yet. Two doesn't equal seven.
Yep.
So it doesn't mean as much as people think. It means it was a blowout last night, and I was on to Law and Order and Bulls Celtics really early.
Yeah. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown is pretty much what you're saying.
Yes.
I agree with that. I stopped at halftime. I invoked the viewer mercy rule. I just said, okay, I'm done with this. Look, I disagree with you in this regard. I think it's bad for college football, and I'll tell you why. Because it absolutely proves that the only two conferences that really matter are the SEC number one and the Big Ten number two. Georgia beat Ohio State by 1 point, Big Ten school. Beat them by 1 point when a field goal went wide to the left. And then they beat a Big 12 school by 58, and it could have been 78 last night. I mean, that was rough. So that when you expand the college football playoff to 12, Mike, I'm going to go for
don't
a while
do
on
it.
This.
Don't
when you expand the college football to 12, and you get down to 8 or 6, as happens, it's going to be all SEC and Big Ten schools. In terms of Georgia and Kirby Smart, in terms of Georgia, you know, they lost 15 guys to the draft last year.
Yeah.
15 guys. And they come back and they start 12 freshmen and sophomores. And they win 15 games. I mean, and they're
great
not season. Going anywhere
because
they have to stay in school. So you mentioned Nick Saban. Nick Saban's got a front row seat watching that. I wonder what for me, that's a Pepto-Bismol moment for Nick Saban. Because right now, Georgia, I understand that. All Georgia has to worry about right now is LSU or Alabama in the SEC championship game. And as for Stetson Bennett, IV, he's had one of the greatest careers in the history of college sports.
Absolutely fabulous.
He's got two championships. In the five playoff games he's been in, counting the SEC championship, he's got 16 touchdowns and one interception. He had six touchdowns last night, throwing and running. You know, I know he's 25. I know he's joining the AARP pretty soon. But what a college career he's
great
had.
Great career.
Just great.
Great career. Bad
just
for college
great.
Football. What's bad for college football is going to the stupid 12 teams. It had nothing to do with last night's game. Expanding the playoffs is dumb. I hope all the people responsible for expanding it hear me say that. It's dumb. More is not necessarily better. Carlos Correa, as we move to baseball, has a new deal. Again, the star shortstop today agreed to a six-year, $200 million deal with the Minnesota Twins, the team he played for last season, pending again a physical. This provision is far from routine, given that Correa's earlier agreements with the Giants and then the Mets fell apart due to concerns that arose from physicals. Tone, how do you think this appears to have worked out for Correa and for the Twins?
So I think it's worked out great for the Twins. They got a great shortstop who they know, who was healthy for them. And presumably in this contract, it binds Correa to the Twins and doesn't give him an out after every single year. How it worked out for Correa, that's a matter of opinion. He is getting a tremendous amount of money per year, Mike. It's $33.3 million per year. This is a lot more. It was $26.25 million from the Mets and $27 million a year from the Giants. But the total package, the Mets' total package was $315 million. The Giants was $350 million. This, as you said, is $200 million. So there's a huge gap there. And the only way that Carlos Correa can make it up is when he's 34 and this deal ends to go get another big deal. And we don't know if that's going to happen. So per year, it's great. But the total package, it's not even close.
Yeah, you pardon me if I don't start up a GoFundMe for Carlos Correa at $200 million and $33 million a year. He'll
sure.
be 34
sure.
years old. He's a great player. At 34,
yep.
if he gets a four-year deal that still takes him from some team to 37 years old, 37, 38, if he gets a four-year deal for $20 million a year, he will have made up the money. So, that you know, I'm not going to go crazy.
Quite.
Tony, this is important to me for other teams as they look at this. And they say, you know what? We can front load these contracts. We don't need to give somebody a contract that carries them to 44 years old. Nobody
That's
out there
right.
is Tom Brady.
Right.
We're not doing that. So let's make it more per year, shorten the deal. Maybe it'll be six, seven, even eight-year deals. But these 13-year deals, the NHL got away from these stupid deals, which they were doing like once a week about, I don't know, 10 years or so ago. So Major League Baseball doesn't need this. Sorry, Scott Boras. And he's going to be okay at $33 million a year,
You're
Correa.
Right.
And they get a great player in his real prime,
right.
approaching it and
they
in
get
it.
A, they get a great player who has a metal plate in his leg, but he played for them.
Yes.
And he played healthy.
Yes,
and they
did.
Figure he can get 6 years, maybe not 12 or 13. The mystery of this with the Giants and the Mets, the mysterious ways they went about this, make this a great story. And not to make you crazy, but the Capitals made, I think, a 13-year deal with Ovechkin. It's one of the greatest deals in the history of hockey for the team that owns the player because he showed up. We move. Ryan Poles, I hope I pronounced that correctly,
you
the
did.
General manager of your Chicago Bears,
yeah.
the team that holds the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft, says he plans on Justin Fields being the quarterback of the Bears next season. But his exact words were, quote, "We'd have to be absolutely blown away to take a quarterback at number one," unquote. Well, aren't you taking a quarterback even be on the table?
Tony, I don't know that it is on the table. You can say a lot of things publicly. The Bears have the leverage because they got the number one pick. And so if people are looking to trade up, once again, the Bears have the number one pick. Ryan Poles is new at this. He didn't even draft Justin Fields. He's so new he didn't even draft him. All Ryan Poles has done is disassemble a team that had some talent because the Baltimore Ravens just thought one of those linebackers that the Bears gave up was worth $100 million. So we don't know. Ryan Poles has done nothing, and I think he's only 33 years old. He's done nothing to earn our trust. I'm a fan of the team like twice as long as Ryan
right.
Poles has been alive, and I don't trust him.
Right.
I don't know that he can do anything.
Right.
I don't know that he and his team of scouts, and it's all up to them. because they got cap space and they got picks. It's up to them to surround Justin Fields or whoever they might take. You know, there are people suggesting they should take the kid from Alabama, draft him, and use Justin Fields to get more picks back in a ransom. I don't know that I'm in favor of that. I'm probably not in favor of that because I love Justin Fields already. Tony, I don't know what's going to happen. It's up to Ryan Pose. He's on the clock. Him, personally. He and his staff. And I don't trust them that much. Not yet.
So what I would say to answer the question is, of course, drafting a quarterback should be on the table for this reason. You have the number one pick. You can pick anybody you want. If you love a quarterback, by all means, draft a quarterback. I was an English major in college, and so I made a living for a while analyzing quotes. Your GM did not say the following sentence. There's no way on earth that Fields is not our quarterback next year.
His exact words are,
we'd have to be absolutely blown away to take a quarterback. That opens the door, Mike.
Yeah.
It opens the door to that possibility. It basically, what I hear in that quote is him saying to other GMs, I'm listening. If you got a deal, come see me, because I'm going
to
listen.
And that's the way to go.
Point out, I like Fields. You know, although the NFL history is replete with Ohio State quarterbacks failing, he's a great runner. I don't know that he's a great passer, but I know there's nothing around him. So the question is, and you said this, either they use that pick to trade out of it to get people to put around Fields, or they trade Fields to get people to put around the guy they want.
The Alabama quarterback.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
Right? That's
Bryce. That's where we are. And listen, if he's that savvy, maybe he is, as a GM, a young guy, the Bears hired him because they were impressed with him. Maybe he's that savvy. Maybe he's that slick. He understands what he's got and how to use it.
Yep.
All power to him.
Yep.
Okay, he's running the team that I care way too much about my whole life. But Tony, once again, he is on the clock. He better get this right. This is the chance of his lifetime, the number one overall pick, and you're already sitting on a great talent at quarterback. Get it right or else.
What I love about this show and this particular story is your head is exploding as we watch.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Coming up, do the Ravens or the Dolphins have the bigger question mark at quarterback?
I got to live with this whole feeling for like 4 months. Is Aaron Rodgers or Sean McVay more likely to leave his gig? Toss-up is next.
How is this going to affect the first Wilbon mock draft due on March 15th? How does this affect that?
Well, you got to know what he's going to do.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show and gets sad because bowl season is over. But then he remembers that the Senior Bowl is Sunday, February 4th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, and he is stoked. What's first?
Toss Up, which team has the bigger quarterback question mark heading into the playoffs? The Ravens or the Dolphins?
I think it's the Dolphins because I don't think they can win without Tua. They average 25 points a game with Tua and 16 without. Now, don't get me wrong. Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback. By a lot, he's an MVP quarterback. But somehow, Baltimore seems to be able to withstand the fact that he's out. He's missed the game that he went out in and then five others. And in
three
that period
two.
Of time, I believe the Ravens, I think they're 3-3. I think they're 3-3 over the course of those six games. They don't score any points and they miss him like crazy. But they have a defense that is currently ranked third in the entire NFL, Mike, in terms of points allowed. So that enables them to go out there and have a chance to win more so, I think, than the Dolphins.
Yeah, but the Tua question mark is a bigger question mark. I'm sorry, not the Tua question mark, the Lamar Jackson question mark. Tua's been around a minute and a half. You don't even know. Lamar Jackson, as you said, has been an MVP. He has gone to the playoffs with them.
Yep.
They've had fascinating performances. They haven't gotten as far as they want. But, Tony, they don't even have him signed. He could win playoff games, and they don't even know if he's going to be back. The question mark Lamar Jackson is a capital Q. It's a big, massive question why both sides didn't get this done. Why Lamar Jackson, is he withholding services right now? Like
hire
his absence
agent.
Is a question mark. Tua's isn't. We know Tua's just for health
agent.
And safety. Lamar Jackson.
No, you're right about that. I'm just saying that somehow Baltimore is not as inept without Lamar Jackson as Miami is inept without Tua. What's next?
Toss up, more likely to leave, Aaron Rodgers or Sean McVay?
Well, it's going to be more fun to talk about Aaron Rodgers in this context. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been doing this for a couple of years. He misses camp. He grows his hair. He dabbles with hallucinogens and esoteric philosophies. But you know what? When the bell rings, he's got a helmet on. So I think he may leave Green Bay, but I don't think he's leaving football. I got no idea on Sean McVay. I don't know him at all. He's a kid. He's already coached in two Super Bowls, and he's won one. He sells soup on TV, and yet his friends say he's dissatisfied, and he says this is years in the making. And then people say, well, he wants to coach. He just doesn't know. He's got to step away from it. You know what it sounds like, Mike? It sounds like he was rummaging through Sean Payton's desk and found something on a slip of paper and said, well, that sounds good. I'm going to say this.
Tony, the guy of these two who gets signs the papers for a $200 million TV gig, he's gone. He's gone. People say, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to leave $50-some million on the table with Green Bay. What? $59 million, chump change. Tom Brady, how much? $370 million or whatever it is to go to Fox? You think that's not waiting out there for these guys? Are you kidding me? And who would you rather listen to, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? You think somebody's not going to pony up? Maybe the network that is not even yet specified for Aaron Rodgers if he wants to go straight to a booth. And we know Sean McVay already turned a couple of $100 million down. He said, no, it might come up again. So either one of them could go, Tone. Sean McVay, he's young. He may not want to look at a redo or rebuild with the Rams, a team he won a Super Bowl with. He just got married about 7 months ago. They both are wild cards. Both of them, if there were two networks with that much money, I'd say both of them would be gone. Either or.
Why don't you start your own network? Give them money. Let's take one last break. Still to come. Should we believe Jerry Jones? I don't even have to read the rest of the sentence, right? It's always no. When he says he has full confidence in Mike McCarthy, it doesn't matter what the clause is.
No. And what should we expect from the Dubs given Steph Curry's return tonight? That'll give me something to watch tonight because there's no bad college football.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you.
Happy time, people. Happy 85th birthday, Frank Mihalovich. History lesson, kids. The Big M was a big, solid left wing, played 22 years in the NHL and the WHA between 1956 and 1978. Most of his success came with Toronto, where he played 12 years. Mihalovich also played for Detroit, Montreal, and the Toronto Toros and Birmingham Bulls in the WHA. Mihalovich won Rookie of the Year, beating out your boy Bobby Hull. He was on 6 Stanley Cup winners, 4 in Toronto, 2 in Montreal. His 1967 Leafs team that won the Cup, that's the last Toronto team to do so.
Wow.
Mihalovich played in 15 All-Star games, was the fifth player ever to score 500 goals. He finished with 533 NHL goals, which was then fourth all-time.
And Tom, if memory serves correctly, I mean, he was a tough guy. He was a two-way player. At a time, you notice no helmets, boys and girls, you notice that black and white footage. I mean, that was a whole different National Hockey League back then, and he was great for a long, long time.
Happy anniversary, Bengals. On this day, 41 years ago, Cincinnati crushed the visiting Chargers in the AFC Championship game 27-7 in what Bengals fans referred to as the Freezer Bowl. With a temperature -9 and sustained winds of 27 miles per hour, the wind chill was -59, the coldest NFL game ever played. A team from San Diego had no chance in that. The Chargers' Kellen Winslow called the Cincinnati weather inhumane. The week before, the Chargers had gone to Miami, beating the Dolphins in 88-degree weather.
Ugh.
So the effective difference from game to game was 147 degrees, kids. Cincinnati coach Forrest Gregg knew all about cold weather games. He was on the Packers team that beat the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl.
How could Forrest Gregg be out there with nothing covering his ears? That's weird to me. But anyway, it's supposed to be in the 40s, the forecast in the 40s for a game in Cincinnati this weekend, Tone. And a lot would have to happen to get a rematch between San Diego and Cincinnati. I'd like to see it maybe sort of, but it would mean eliminating some heavily favored teams first.
Happy trails to Steph Curry's absence. Curry will return to the floor tonight after missing 11 games with a left shoulder injury. He's averaging 37-7 this season. The Warriors went 6-5 in his absence. They're 20-20 overall, good for 7th place in the West. But they're an impressive 17-4 at home, where they host Wilbon's Suns tonight, who have lost a low 14 of 18. The Suns will once again be without Devin Booker, who's been sidelined for 2 weeks with a groin strain.
Well, they're without an all-star backcourt, because they're without Chris Paul, who's out with an injury too, telling the Suns have collapsed, and it doesn't seem they can get up. The Golden State Warriors are in position, with Curry back now, to make a run. They really are, and be okay to start the playoffs if people stay healthy.
We are running out of show, so we go to the big finish.
Here's
a good one for you. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan that he has complete confidence in Mike McCarthy. I suspect you believe that.
The Colts say Jeff Saturday is among candidates for the team's permanent head coaching vacancy. Does that make sense? You believe that?
I love Jeff Saturday on television. I don't think the audition went well for coaching. The Grizzlies beat the Spurs. They're on a 7-game heater. Are you impressed?
The Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals. I'm telling you that right now. That's one of the two teams. Red Sox infielder Trevor Story had Tommy John surgery yesterday. How big a deal is that?
Well, he's supposedly out 4 to 6 months. If only they had a player like Xander Bogaerts. Oh, that's right. Last one. Cavs at Jazz tonight. How will the fans greet your boy Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell didn't force his way out. Donovan Mitchell didn't scream and cry and pout about being in Salt Lake City or the state of Utah with the Jazz. Cheer the man. Give him his flowers, as they say now.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or on Apple Podcasts. And now, here's Sports Center.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.